Hello, everyone. Edward and I will continue with more news stories. Hands off Hercules, says critics of a recent revamp to two famed statues in the city. Thousands of people flock to the second tattoo and car festival, and plans for the UEA's dental school are on hold.
They've proudly guarded the entrance to one of Toonland's most popular buildings for years. But a recent psychedelic makeover of the Samson and Hercules statues at 15 Toonland has caused uproar among some city folk. Mortgage brokers, Mortgage Advice Bureau, the current owner of Samson and Hercules House, temporarily repainted the statues in support of Brake's Go-Go Safari Trail of brightly coloured animals. The carvings currently standing outside the building are actually replicas of the original 17th century oak figurines. But this hasn't stopped an outpouring of scorn on social media. One social media critic described the makeover as disgraceful, cheap and nasty, while another person posted said, "You can't tell what the statues are now. It just looks like a mess." Oliver Dack from Mortgage Advice Bureau said, "We are going to repaint them white. They needed a bit of love. The repaint is support of Brake." Matt Reeve, who painted the statues and the rhino sculpture next to them previously, told the Eastern Daily Press, "The Samson and Hercules statues are such iconic sculptures in Norwich, so it was a real honour when Mortgage Advice Bureau asked me to give them a colourful makeover. It's a fun way to help draw attention to the rhino here and the Go-Go Safari Trail and my art exhibition happening inside. And for those who prefer the originals, don't worry, the statues will return to their classic look once the trail ends."
WH Smith is leaving. A major high street brand is set to disappear from the city centre as part of a national shake-up. WH Smith on Gentleman's Walk is set to be rebranded as TG Jones, as plans have been lodged with City Hall to change the shop's familiar façade. The revamp comes as WH Smith have agreed to sell their high street stores to Medela Capital, who also own Hobbycraft, rebranding the chain's familiar logo. Medela Capital will take over the brand's 480 shops.
A festival returned for its second event this summer after a successful inaugural weekend in 2024. Thousands flocked to the Ink and Engines Fest at the Norfolk Showground on the outskirts of Norwich. Professor Green headlined the music with more than 60 tattoo artists and hundreds of cars parked up. Ticket holders could browse the car show, trade village and enjoy street food from a range of vendors, as well as get a tattoo, watch monster trucks and BMX stunting, and listen to live music. Cars of all shapes and sizes were on show, from vintage classics to supercars. There was also a fun fair and bouncy castles for the younger family members to enjoy. It was organised by couples Shane and Nicola Grady, who own Cold Iron Tattoo Company in Norwich, and Daisy Bonham and Aaron Riches of wedding and event planning business Smoke and Wildwood. Next year's dates will be announced soon.
Norfolk's first youth-led nature reserve has been launched. Norfolk Wildlife Trust, NWT, in partnership with Norwich Fringe Project, has begun the initiative at Slough Bottom Meadows in Norwich. The group of 17 young people, all members of NWT's new youth forum, will work as wardens to develop the site into a wildlife-rich area. The project aims to involve young people in shaping the future of Norfolk's wildlife and will see the new wardens engaging in monthly sessions with wildlife experts to plan and execute conservation activities. The tasks range from maintaining the wildlife meadows to supporting orchid growth, improving wildlife habitats in the woodland and installing dead hedges and back boxes. In addition to conservation work, the wardens will enhance the reserve's accessibility for the local community by maintaining paths, removing litter, and installing new information boards. Alex Day, Senior Youth Engagement Officer at NWT, expressed enthusiasm for the new initiative. He said, "The future of our natural world depends on the next generation of wildlife guardians, and it's vital we support young people to get involved in nature conservation in Norfolk. Thanks to the support from National Lottery Players and the National Lottery Heritage Fund, we're excited to be pioneering this new youth-led nature reserve, hopefully the first of many."
Plans to launch a dental school at a university in the city is still on hold as the institution waits for the government to give it the go-ahead. The University of East Anglia is waiting for the government to give final instructions for its dental school, which will be at a new extension of the Edith Cavell building at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Its application to train dentists has already been approved by the General Dental Council. However, it is now waiting for the government to order the Office for Students to start the allocation of additional undergraduate places so that the university can offer spots at the school from September next year. Northwest Norfolk MP James Wilde recently weighed in on the issue at the House of Commons, where he asked if places would be allocated for the university next year. A UEA spokeswoman said, "We are committed to pushing for the opportunity to offer undergraduate dentistry training at UAE to help tackle the shortage of dentists across our region. The General Dental Council approval is a positive step forward. We are working with our local MPs to raise the issue and visited Parliament to discuss the matter."